Okay, so about an hour ago, my husband sent out a family-wide text. We've got nine people who are coming for Thanksgiving. It says, Dad here, no discussion of politics allowed in the family home this week. I am serious. I want a good time of fun and happy memories. Number one son responds, deal. And then mom says, agreed. And then number one son comes back and says, politics isn't the problem anyway. It's the mainstream media. Oh, sorry, couldn't resist. Promise, not a word. And then mom says, easy. And then number two son says, do not play with dynamite, bro. I might just explode. These are the kinds of conversations that are going back and forth all across the country, which is why we desperately need Dr. Tara again to help us mediate what could be a minefield. And she's on the KSRO live line right now. Dr. Tara, thanks for coming back, because it's not working. There are still problems out there across the country.
Yeah, it was your beloved husband who sent out the original text?
Yes.
Okay, this is why we love him, right?
It is, because
this is why we love him, and I even gave him a shout out on another radio station. Ooh. But that's for another conversation. Anyway, what he did is exactly what everybody needs to do ahead of time, not when they're rolling into the driveway. And if that kind of snarkiness goes back and forth, everybody needs to take a breath and say, if it's going to be like this, we may have to pass on Thanksgiving. Because I actually know a reporter from another big news station whose father-in-law did the same thing. Well, it's your fault because you're in the media. And this is her father-in-law. And the husband said, okay, we're passing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be ugly. But what your wonderful husband did is exactly what people need to do. Set the boundaries ahead of time. And you need to bring your running shoes or a good book to read, because if it's somebody throws a hand grenade, like, you know, whatever it was, your brother. Number one son, you take a breath, you don't react, you don't engage, because that's what they're hoping for. And then you go, we're going to take a nice little walk now, or just go into a corner and read a book.
Well, that was my question. If you have to send this letter out, aren't you screwed to begin with?
No. You're healthy. Stop it. You're healthy because you have to point out the pink elephant. And people, just in general, every Thanksgiving, they make the big mistake of waiting until they're sitting there at the table to bring up some conflict, whether it's who got grandma's silver or this year who you voted for. That is not the place to do it. It's about gratitude, and there really is an opportunity to heal. For some people, I must say this, it's too soon for that to happen. So if those boundaries aren't going to be respected, you don't want to, like have your food just churn in your stomach, make yourself sick, and then it's really awful, and then you have a harder time repairing things. But I got to say, your husband got it right.
He did. And unfortunately, though, the other side of the family, my sister and I are no longer speaking to each other.
Is she going to be there?
No, she's not going to be there.
Okay.
She lives in another state far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I can't believe she's taking this so personally. She's attacking me over and over again. And so I thought, I wrote her an email and said, you know, it's not okay. And I'm sure that other people have been going through this. It's not okay the way you're talking to me, so let's just not talk for a while. So what do you think about that as a strategy?
Well, I think that might be the first step, and this is the advice that I've been giving to everybody, which is someone has to be the bigger person and take a one-way ticket out of ego land and say, what is it that you're really hurting about? Because under anger, and I talk a lot about this in the Love Fix, there's always pain and fear. So if somebody can be the bigger person and say, listen, we're not accomplishing anything, tell me what you're really afraid of. That is really going to do some repairing. But just engaging is not going to do it. And it may be, if they can't do that, you do have to take some time. But say this at the end of those emails, when you really want to talk about the pain, what you feel vulnerable about, positivity, I'm here for you. But as long as you're going to attack me, I can't be available.
Wow, that's great, great strategy. I hope that everybody takes a deep breath, because I'm kind of shocked, actually, Dr. Tara, about the depth of passion on both sides Because our choices, frankly, were terrible on both sides.
Exactly. But here's the deal. The other thing is you need to be sensitive to this, and I've said this to many people. There is stages of grieving, and you can't just whip through them in a week. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Sometimes you even have to cycle back. You get stuck on one. But you really have to give people the time to go through them and not tell them to just get over it. That's, you know, for some people, this was like a kick in the stomach. For some, it was like a cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And I know some people can't relate to it, but just honor those feelings.
Well, thank you so much for joining us with some great, great advice. As always, Dr. Tara Fields, relationship expert, marriage therapist, and author of The Love Fix. Go buy that book. It's amazing. You'll get all kinds of great information there. Dr. Tara, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Namaste to the world.
Namaste.